From NPR and WBUR, I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. In a few minutes, nurses strike in California and rally across the country for Ebola preparedness.
But first to Washington and the beginning of the end of the 113th Congress. Lawmakers are in session today for the first time since the midterm elections, and they have some pretty big things on their to-do list, including fund the government, renew tax breaks, hold leadership elections, and consider President Obama's request for money to pay for both Ebola and ISIS, fights against those two things. SV Date is an editor at NPR's Washington desk, and he's with us now. Welcome, Sharish.
Thank you, Sasha.
Now, the very term lame duck, of course, implies little power, but there are significant items on the congressional agenda. How productive is this lame duck session likely to be?
Well, they've actually got a lot on their plate, and that's not terribly different from the last couple of lame ducks, actually. And maybe it's an example of what's become the new normal here in Washington. A lot of big things end up passing in that month and a half lame duck. In 2010, you had the extension of the Bush tax cuts and unemployment insurance. In 2012, you had that whole fiscal cliff package. So this year's really not terribly different. It's kind of in that same mold.
So the incentive basically that the Democrats have to get done this month, if possible, or next month, what they're unlikely to be able to do once the new Congress comes in?
There is that. But right now, it seems like there are a couple of must-pass things that they really have to get to, both Republicans and Democrats. So we're going to see those pretty much at the top of the agenda, and maybe nothing else. First of all, there is a long list of unfinished business they could get to. There's the defense authorization bill that tells the Pentagon how to spend its money, you know, down to every little last detail. That has been passed every single Congress. This may be one in which it pushes over into January. Terrorism risk insurance, internet tax moratorium. Those all can wait. There are two things that have to pass. There's a number of tax breaks that go to everyone from teachers who get a deduction for school supplies to businesses that get depreciation for new equipment. The IRS has already warned Congress that if it doesn't act soon, it's going to delay tax filing season next spring. And more to the point here, delay refund checks for more than 100 million taxpayers. So we're going to see that. Also, we have the government spending bill. Now, right now, the government is going to run out of money on December 11th, and when it's going to shut down if a spending measure of some kind doesn't pass by then.
But, of course, Congress has gotten in the habit of passing short-term temporary spending bills rather than actual full budgets. So what's the likelihood that that limping along will continue versus an actual full year-long budget being approved?
We're going to have to see what exactly gets through, because there is a chance, as you say, that we're going to have a short-term, what's known as a contingency resolution. But in all probability, we're going to see an attempt to pass a full year-long spending bill. And in fact, that's going to be a good clue for us in order to that'll give us an idea on how this new Republican-led Congress is going to work next year. Many conservative members in both the House and Senate on the Republican side, they want a short-term spending bill. They want a CR of 3 months, no more. Their argument is, we, the Republicans, are going to have a bigger majority in the next Congress, and we're going to in the House at least, and we're going to control the Senate in its entirety. Why compromise with Democrats now? Now, interestingly, Republican leadership, they are on board for that full spending bill, that omnibus that goes all the way through the end of the next budget year in September. They seem to be more interested in avoiding opportunities for government shutdowns than they are in confronting Democrats.
Sharish, in terms of fighting Ebola, there's a hearing today before the Senate Appropriations Committee where, among other things, they're going to begin to evaluate President Obama's request for $6.2 billion in emergency funding to fight Ebola, largely in West Africa. How tough or easy a sell will that be?
Well, that's an issue that got a lot of play in the run-up to the elections. There were TV ads that candidates were using, Republican candidates were using, and Republicans were able to use the whole Ebola question and the United States' response to it as a way to question the president's competency. The election's done now, and Democrats and Republicans are pretty much in agreement that Ebola needs to be stopped in West Africa. So I really don't expect a whole lot of controversy or fireworks over the idea of helping contain the disease there.
You mentioned earlier defense authorizations, and of course, President Obama is asking Congress to vote on more funding to fight ISIS in Iraq and Syria, and also on a new authorization for the use of military force. Are either or both of those likely to happen in the next few weeks?
Well, given that they do need to pass a spending bill of some kind, it's probably a pretty good bet that it's going to include some money for the military operations against ISIS. Again, that's something that Democrats, Republicans agree upon, that this is a group that really needs to be fought, and it's better that it be done early rather than later. Now, as to a new authorization for military force, I suppose that's possible, but that's complicated legislation. It has a fair amount of controversy. There are folks who think that what the president wants goes too far. There are others who want to see the president have even more authority. That's probably not likely to get done in these weeks.
President Obama also has a number of nominees for judicial and executive posts awaiting congressional approval. I imagine he'll be pushing hard to try to get those confirmed by the end of this year.
That's right. In fact, the first things on the Senate's agenda tonight when they come back are votes to confirm federal judges. So, Majority Leader Harry Reid will try to get through as many of the president's nominations as possible in the remaining time. On the other hand, Republicans have warned that if they try to jam through controversial nominations, donors to the Obama campaigns, for example, people like that, that's going to cause problems and gum up the works.
And, Charisse, quick last question for you. Loretta Lynch, the nominee for U.S. Attorney General, is she likely to be nominated in the next few weeks, or will that wait for the new Congress in January?
Right. Well, the confirmation of that is probably going to slip into January. There probably just isn't enough time to get that done. And looking at it the other way, she's already been confirmed by the Senate. So getting through a Republican Senate might not be all that difficult, at least for her.
That's NPR Washington desk editor S.V. Dotte. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.